Now, 50 years ago today was a very big day in American music and TV history as a very special event happened. The world would never be the same after host Ed Sullivan said these words.
So, ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles!
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you.
That's right, the Beatles appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show for the first time on this day 50 years ago. It began the British invasion of the American music industry. And to talk about the impact the band had, who better to talk to than someone that knows exactly. His name is Tom Jenas, and he plays John Lennon in the Australian Beatles. How you doing, Tom?
Yeah, no, very well, thank you.
Well, 50 years, it's been a big day for Beatles fans.
It certainly is. It certainly is. I think the Americans are celebrating as much as anyone else is.
I see.
It's certainly changed things over there for them as well.
Yeah, they were talking about Paul and Ringo getting together for the night.
Yes, yes. I missed that, unfortunately, but that would have been fantastic.
Oh, it would have been great. So tell me, why were the Beatles so special?
It's the band only recorded for 8 years. When you look at it, but when if most people think about the Beatles and the amount of material that they put out, it seems that they were recording for like 15, 20 years. But in those days, they had contracts where they had to put out two albums and three singles a year. So wow. The workload in those days, especially if you're an artist that's really selling records and of course touring at the same time. The amount of material that had to be put out for contractual obligations and everything was really quite unbelievable, because you don't really get that sort of thing these days.
Yeah, yeah, and the lyrically and everything they did was just kind of, it was just nothing like been done before, really, had it?
No, well, that's the other thing. There's no precedent. I mean, even with Brian Epstein, who is of course their manager, there'd been nothing that big since Elvis. And in a band sort of situation, maybe Bill Haley and the Comets before then. So most of the things that the Beatles were experiencing and going through and doing was for the first time on that level. So everything was just basically being done for the first time, and it set the sort of benchmark for so many acts that came later.
Mm. So how long have you guys been together? What brought you together?
We've been playing now with this sort of show around about 3 years. Just over 3 years now, I think.
Yeah.
And always being a Beatle fan, it was something that I would just sort of like to naturally do. We do other acts and everything as well, but of course the Beatle thing is just, people just can't seem to get enough of it.
Yeah.
And I never tire of it, of course. It's just one of those things that's just part of my particular musical makeup.
So did you ever get a chance to meet any of the Beatles?
Well, when the Beatles came to Melbourne,
yeah.
I was only a tiny little tyke, but I remember they came and it was raining, and they were on the back of that flatbed truck with the umbrellas. And as they came past the crowd, all the mums were holding their kids out. As they drove past slowly, they were holding out their hands. And one mum says to me that she was pretty sure that it was Paul that sort of touched me as they went past, because all the mums were holding their kids out.
Yeah, yeah.
It was almost like a religious event. So whether that sort of cemented my future, I can't really tell. But
you somehow got the buzz straight from the source.
Yeah, I was there.
So great to have your company, Tom. It's really great to have you with us, and John, of course.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Oh mate. Yes, Noel. Thanks for what the other guys couldn't be here. They're down on the beach.
Oh, why wouldn't you be on a day like today?
Yeah. So, you know, we have a website and all that sort of thing going on with our Facebook page if people want to find out more about what we do, of course. So
absolutely.
We call ourselves the Australian Beatles, and they can just go to australianbeatles.com.au.
Yeah, absolutely.
They can visit that anytime they like.
We've been celebrating the 50th anniversary of one of the biggest bands in the world playing on the Ed Sullivan Show in America for the first time. Why don't we play something from another huge band that's just released a brand new song. This is U2 and Invisible on 98.5.